Let's get another perspective now on the war in Ukraine and increasing concern about chemical and nuclear weapons with Sam Nunn. He was a U.S. senator from Georgia from 1972 to 1997 and later founded the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Senator Nunn, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jane.
You and the late Senator Richard Lugar were part of a successful program to safeguard chemical, biological, and nuclear sites in Russia, Ukraine, and elsewhere after the fall of the Soviet Union. As we watch the war in Ukraine, Senator Nunn, what should our listeners know about the presence of those weapons in Eastern Europe?
The CTR program, or the Nunn-Lugar program, tried to help the various Soviet republics get rid of both their chemical and their biological weapons and materials. And of course, we did so, including Russia. There were huge stockpiles of chemical weapons. Former Secretary of Defense Ash Carter was with Dick Lugar and me on a trip to a chemical weapon storage facility, and he computed that there were enough artillery tubes of nerve gas there to kill everybody on the face of the earth two times over. So this was a considerable threat, and we did step up to the plate there big time with a lot of help from other countries.
Well, and fast forward to today, the UN Security Council last week met to discuss Moscow's claims that the U.S. is funding, quote, military biological activities in Ukraine. China, of course, amplified those allegations by Russia. Ukraine does study biological agents with U.S. funding, but just to be clear, there is no evidence that biological weapons are being developed in Ukraine. Is that right, Senator?
That's absolutely right. Our government makes it absolutely clear that there's no weapon research going on in Ukraine. We're not supporting any weapons research on biological weapons anywhere in the world. And so those are totally false claims and indeed very dangerous.
And so why is Russia advancing these false claims? What are they trying to gain?
Well, that's something in President Putin's mind, but I would think they really want to discredit the United States, discredit Ukraine, discredit the West. We hope it's not even more ominous. We hope it's not a prelude to any kind of chemical or biological attack.
Well, that's what America's UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield seemed to suggest when she warned that Russia's claim could be a pretext for launching its own biological weapons attack on Ukraine, another false flag operation. Is that a legitimate fear?
Well, yes, it's a legitimate fear, but if they do use chemical weapons, it would be an attack not just on Ukraine. It would be an attack on international law, and it would be an attack on humanity.
Ironically, Ukraine gave up nuclear weapons under a 1994 agreement in exchange for security assurances from Russia, an agreement that Ukraine has accused Russia of now violating. Your organization, Senator Nunn, the Nuclear Threat Initiative, has called on Russia to take its nuclear forces off high alert. How dangerous of a moment are we in right now when it comes to nuclear weapons?
I think it's a very dangerous moment, and the longer the war goes on, the more the risk of escalation, including the risk of nuclear weapons use. And it's not just the intentional use, it's also blunders and mistakes and accidents. In a cyber world, false warnings are entirely possible. It's not just the nuclear giants that are playing this game now, so to speak. It's also the hackers of the world that would like to start a nuclear war.
There's been plenty of talk here in the United States about not escalating the conflict in Ukraine for fear of a direct confrontation that you just referred to between nuclear powers. Do you think President Biden has been right to resist calls from some for more direct military action in Ukraine?
Well, President Biden has a responsibility different from most other presidents in the world. President Zelensky, of course, has called for a no-fly zone, but he has different responsibilities. He's doing a magnificent job, very courageous. President Biden has different responsibilities, much broader. He needs to rally NATO, and he's doing that. He needs to help Ukraine in every way feasible. He's doing that. And he needs to prevent a war with Russia, which could involve a nuclear conflict, a responsibility every president has had since President Truman. So far, we've avoided it. But people need to keep that in mind when they're judging the respective roles of our leaders.
Well, it seems that Vladimir Putin has one mode when backed into a corner, and that's escalation. Do you see him becoming increasingly desperate with this military campaign that really has not gone as planned?
Well, he has every goal he had practically has been counterproductive. He's united NATO, he's united Ukraine, he's increased the weapons in Ukraine, he's increased NATO military armaments, and he's rallied the world against him. So I think he is getting more desperate. His language reflects that.
That's Sam Nunn, former U.S. Senator from Georgia and founder of the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Senator Nunn, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.